The 2,000-seat venue is the largest in Marin County, and it was packed with constituents there to demand that their congressman do everything possible to preserve Obamacare. Not that he needed a lot of urging.
This is impressive. It is democracy in action, and it is inspiring me.
Huffman opened the two-hour session, which began at noon, by listing some of the worst aspects of the congressional Republicans' proposed replacement. Not only would millions of now-covered Americans lose their health insurance, he said, but the bill includes what he called a cancer tax on those whose coverage may lapse.
What they have done is impose a 30%, basically, sickness tax, so that if people want to get back under insurance coverage, they've got to pay 30% more. Now, if they're out of work, they've fallen on hard times, they've been diagnosed with cancer or some other serious illness, they might not be able to pay a 30% higher premium.
At the same time, Huffman said, the shifting finances within the GOP's alternative would give a windfall to those who least need one.
Each of the 400 wealthiest families in America under this bill will get a tax break worth $7 million a year. That is not a typo, folks. So one of many reasons to reject this bill.
Meanwhile, explained Ken Jacobs, chair of the UC Berkeley Labor Center, the state of California would suffer a huge fiscal loss.
California currently receives more than $20 billion from the federal government in the Affordable Care Act funding. That's equivalent to the state funding for the UCs, the CSUs, and community colleges combined. We estimate it would result in 209,000 fewer jobs, and it would affect 600 jobs here in Marin County.
Other hits to the county would be even more acute, warned Grant Colfax, Marin's Director of Health and Human Services.
We estimate, based on Medicaid and the exchanges alone, that 50,000 Marin residents, one out of five, is at serious risk of losing coverage. One out of five, very likely more.
A large share of that, Colfax added, would result from sweeping changes to Medicaid.
This bill is transformative in a bad way with regard to Medicaid. This bill will lead to Medicaid rationing. We will have no choice but to reduce care for people who are at the poverty level, people who have families. The reduction in Medicaid is one of the most egregious parts of this bill.
The North Bay is solidly blue, but concerned residents here can still help apply pressure elsewhere. Yasmin Peled, an organizer for Health Access California, advocated reaching out to personal contacts in the state's red districts.
To the extent that you can activate your own network in those areas and try to get them politically involved, and if that means you telling them why this matters to you and why it should matter to them, maybe do the research for them. Find out that there's a town hall on Saturday. Why don't you go to that? Make it as easy as possible for them to engage, because then they're more likely to do it.
And with his blue base ardently behind him, Huffman vowed his own resolve.
I like reaching across the aisle and building interesting coalitions. There is almost no opportunity for me to do that right now in this political climate in Washington. Right now, my job is to fight. And that's what we're going to do.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCD's North Bay Report.